With us right now, Detective Wade Woodkey from Shawano County Sheriff's Department. It was just about a year ago that you had a rather unusual incident where a young man died on the overpass of M and 29. That would be Timothy Meade. This is still an unsolved case, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
What are you looking for as far as information to help solve this?
What we're looking for is to try and gather a little bit more information to try and bring closure for the family. We are not really processing or attempting to, charge or convict anybody at this point. That is a secondary issue at this point. We just want to try and get closure and more information and answer some of the questions that the family and we have as far as the incidents that happened out there that night.
At this point, no one really knows what exactly happened, right?
Well, we have somewhat of an idea. I mean, we have a pretty good idea of what happened, just that we don't have all of the elements in place. We know that Mr. Meade was here with friends and that he was at one of the local establishments enjoying the aviances of the area, and he was on his way back to his friends because he was drinking that night and that he didn't want to drive, so he was walking back to the friend's place in the city of Shawano when we believe that he was actually laying down in the roadway when he was struck by a vehicle that was either an SUV, truck, or larger.
How are you able to determine that?
The way we're able to determine that is based on his positioning in the roadway and the evidence or lack of which was left behind at the scene. With a vehicle that has a low clearance, there would have been damage. There would have been more damage to Mr. Meade. There would have been vehicle parts that were laying there more readily available, and there just wasn't any of that. So we believe that based on the clearance and based on the reconstruction of the scene, we believe that the vehicle would have had a higher clearance rate, which would have put it into at least an SUV-type vehicle or larger.
And for the same reasons, you believe he was already down on the pavement?
Correct. Due to the evidence gathered at the autopsy, we believe that, and so does the pathologist, that he was actually laying down in the roadway, which would make it very consistent with the injuries that he sustained.
Well, there's an event coming up on Saturday of this weekend. First of all, a conference at the Sheriff's Department, and I believe there's a balloon release. What's the timing of those things?
The timing would be at 1 o'clock. Approximately 1 o'clock, we're hoping to hold a press conference at the Shawano County Sheriff's Office with our Sheriff Randall Wright presiding over that. He'll be giving basically the information what I just gave you, and also, presenting the family with some photos. And we want to put a face to the name of Mr. Meade. You know, we want everybody to know who Mr. Meade was, so hopefully somebody feel a little bit more compelled to come forward if they have information, that which may give us more of a lead to try and getting some of these answers and the closure for the family.
Sounds like a sad case of where a man knew he was too intoxicated to drive, so he walked and he still ended up dying.
That would be our recollection of it also. We believe that he was doing the right thing by walking to his friend's place because of the fact that he had some alcohol in his system and ended up dying as a result of it, unfortunately.
There's a balloon release at the scene. When does that take place?
The balloon release at the scene will take place approximately 1/2 hour or a short time after the press release is concluded. And it'll take approximately 5 to 10 minutes to get there from the sheriff's office.
So if people are traveling 29, they might see some balloons about then.
Yes, sir. Actually, the scene is located just on the very west edge of an overpass that crosses Highway 29. So I have no problem believing that individuals traveling 29 will see this event.
If anyone has any information that may help with the investigation, who should they call?
If anybody has any information about this, they can call the Shawano County Sheriff's Office at 715-526-5000. 3111 and give their information. They do not have to leave a name if they do not wish to, but it would be helpful, and we can definitely follow up on any information that is presented, and we will try and get as many answers as we can from there.
Anything you want to add today?
The only thing I'd like to add is I'd like to thank you know, all the media coverage for doing this, because without several channels and radio stations helping in this assistance, it would be very difficult to get as much word out as we have been, and we're hoping that generates and helps this family out.